You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
So today we are here talking with Eric Larson, who is the president and CEO of Huron Regional Medical Center. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me again.
And anybody who has paid any attention sees that the COVID cases are increasing not only nationwide, but right here in our community. And that also relates to the number of hospitalizations as well. So could you just kind of give us an update? By the time folks listen to this, the numbers will be different.
Sure.
But give us an idea on inpatient numbers. They're increasing.
Yeah, absolutely. As you've mentioned, the numbers continue to increase. There's always a fluctuation day to day, but as of today, we do have 10 COVID positive patients in house. Some of them are different, varying degrees of their illness, but certainly putting a lot of angst and concern within the organization about how we can manage and take care of them.
Yes, so some may have heard earlier we had talked about our surge levels,
mm-hmm.
surge level 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This actually puts us to a surge level 4, which when we developed those surge levels, four would have been crazy times for us.
Yeah, we definitely let the nursing supervisors really determine surge level based on a number of different factors. So the number of patients in-house is a big factor to that because that drives utilization. So whether it's staff utilization or protective equipment utilization, that comes into play. So we are certainly at unprecedented levels here. We've never been this high, and hope, frankly, that we don't remain here for very long. But we're doing good care and great work upstairs. So I think we'll continue to fight the good fight.
So we met with Congressman Dusty Johnson last week, and you were talking to him about our needs mm-hmm. and our response. So share a little bit about what you shared with him.
Yeah, we basically discussed a couple of things. One was the work effort of our internal staff, and as most everybody in the community is certainly tired of and weary of the COVID pandemic, but we are too, and our staff is tired, but we will continue to, like I said, fight the good fight. We've got good people doing great work upstairs, but we are tired, and I think everybody is tired, but we are committed. This is the work that we have signed up to do. We know that our mission is to take care of our community, and as healthcare professionals, we're absolutely dedicated to that work, and we'll continue to do whatever we can to help our community members get better and get through this pandemic together.
I think the term that I've heard is COVID fatigue.
Certainly.
And just as we, as healthcare workers, are experiencing COVID fatigue, community members are as well, and that makes them not want to necessarily follow all of the precautions. So what would your message be to a community member on how they can help us care for this community?
Yeah, great question. I think the basic elements that people can do that would really make a difference is wear a mask, wash your hands, and practice social distancing. I know those maybe sound like trite phrases these days, and certainly COVID fatigue is real. But in order to really tamp this down, I think it's important that we mask as frequently and as often as we can while we're out in public. HRMC does have a mandatory masking policy in place. Our employees, anytime they're in meetings or gatherings, are asked to and required to wear a mask. We think that that's just good basic practice that everybody can do. And I think that proliferating that in the community would help tamp this down a little bit if people would take that seriously. I know it's hard. And sometimes I find myself forgetting that I need to take my mask in there or when I go places to do that. I know it can be difficult, but it is our social responsibility to take care of each other and whatever we can do to do that. And masking seems to be a basic, simple concept that everybody can understand and align to.
Another thing that we have been working on is that real balance between safety, keeping people safe, caring for COVID patients. Could you give the listeners kind of an insight into how we have attempted to, and I believe have been able to, keep the elective procedures and the surgeries going while still caring for COVID patients and the importance of people still taking care of those health needs.
Yeah, it's important that if people are not feeling well or if they have emergent issues, that they continue to seek out care. And we have been very intentional about our COVID response. And of course, trying now to balance that with elective procedures. We want people to come in and get the care that they need. We don't want conditions to exacerbate. We don't want them to get worse. We do want them to get better. So by all means, seek out your primary care provider to make sure your health needs are being met. In our organization, we will continue to take necessary precautions with PPE. For example, if patients come in for surgery, our team will definitely take PPE precautions so that we're protecting ourselves and others through that. But it is a balance. It becomes, especially now with the challenge of more patients in our hospital, we don't want to pull back on any services. So we have to create that balance somehow. And it does create some challenges, but we are separating out our COVID patients from the rest of the medical community on the floor, and it's a physically separate places. And so making sure that they feel safe when they come in and have to have a surgery, for example, that they are physically separate from anybody that is COVID positive. So we're trying to do everything we can to make sure that they're in a safe environment, and I think we do a really good job of that. We do clean on a regular basis, probably more than a lot of other institutions, perchance, but we do take that very seriously. We know that if we continue to just monitor and take action on our cleaning practices, that'll help as well.
Kind of going back to where we started with surge levels and planning ahead, we did plan ahead. And so now each time as we kind of hit that next level, I am always impressed with the clinical staff that they got this. What are your feelings on how you've seen that play out?
Yeah, it's been interesting. It's been a learning experience over the last, 9 months or so. Has it been that long? But yeah, it's been an experience for us to understand where we were back in March. A lot of just wonderment, trying to understand what it is we're dealing with. Not that all of that has dissipated, but we've certainly learned through the iterations as we've gone through this, the ups and downs, how we can react and what we can put in place. And I think based on that learning, I think we're doing an exceptional job right now of being able to balance the care that we give and the people that we serve so that we're not compromising anybody's health, but in fact, we're able to maybe elevate their care a little bit because of this pandemic. But it does create some staffing challenges as we look at that. That has unfortunately not diminished because we do have a finite resource there. But I think we've learned how to balance and adjust and juggle and what can go where and who can do what. We've learned that over the months. And so I think we've really matured in our pandemic response here as an organization. And as everybody knows, I think the real element to this is the people. And so our people have really stepped up. They have done a phenomenal job of taking their jobs seriously, and more importantly, taking very serious the care that they give. They don't take that lightly. They're professionals in every sense of the word, and they do a phenomenal job of taking care of our community. And I think as we move through this pandemic, this latest spike, we'll continue to learn from what we did yesterday and do better tomorrow. But we are tired. We are looking for that horizon, but again, we're committed to see it through, and we're committed to take care of our own, and whatever we can do to help our community be safe, we'll take the lead in that too.
I'm remembering the second spike, I believe, we had in May. The Greater Huron Development and the COVID Task Force did the Smokey the Bear, Only You. Mm-hmm. So one piece of advice for community members as they're listening to you right now and heading out in their day, what do you want people to remember and know and do?
Well, mask up, wear a mask, and then, take care of our own, right? Check in on that person that maybe needs a little bit of encouragement when they're feeling COVID fatigue, and really look at it as a community effort that together we're better, and together we can do things that make a difference.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at HuronRegional.org.